the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out.
Sonoma County's 100.1, it's KZST, it's Mike Adams, 532, starting to cool down, 55 degrees. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. The Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit has settled a lawsuit brought by dozens of plaintiffs who sued the rail agency claiming it illegally built bicycle and pedestrian pathways on their property. About 130 property owners were initially listed in the suit, but it was narrowed down to about 30 by the court. Smart's insurance providers agreed to pay out just over $600,000 to settle the dispute. Smart claims their easement allows them to build the pathway along the tracks. Homeowners say they lack the authority. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist left the doomsday clock at 90 seconds to midnight today, unchanged from last year, but still the closest to the symbolic midnight and the end of the world since its inception in 1947. Today marks the first update to the clock since the start of the Israel-Hamas war and the second since Russia's invasion of Ukraine renewed fears of global nuclear war.
It's important that you save your vote for the November election. Voting this Tuesday only enables the Republicans in their quest to elect Donald Trump again.
That is not the voice of President Biden. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it's investigating a robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from going to the polls during today's primary election. It was sent to multiple voters on Sunday and appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. The Los Angeles Times, the largest newspaper in California and one of the biggest by circulation in the entire United States, was hit with a heavy round of layoffs today. 94 employees will be let go, one of the largest workforce reductions in the history of the 142-year-old paper. In sports, the Detroit Lions have apparently agreed to a deal with three-time Pro Bowl tight end Zach Ertz ahead of their game with the 49ers this weekend. And Debo Samuel's shoulder is not broken, but it's too early to tell if he'll be able to play this weekend. And your forecast, increasing clouds for tonight with a chance for showers late. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain changing over to showers through the day. Look for a quarter inch of rain or so. Highs will be in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The Academy Award nominations came out this morning. Oppenheimer leads all nominations with 13. The pictures nominated for Best Picture include American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. For Best Actress, Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, Sandra Hüller, Carey Mulligan, and Emma Stone. And the nominees for Best Actor include Bradley Cooper, Colman Domingo, Paul Giamatti, Cillian Murphy, and Jeffrey Wright. The 96th Annual Academy Awards will be held on Sunday, March 10th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Bedrosian's Tile and Stone. Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa contains the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay and the most beautiful natural stone slabs you'll find anywhere in the USA. Bedrosian's invites you to come in, wander around, to dream, to imagine, to think about what you really want, to visualize your home in new ways. With literally thousands of surface choices, you may appreciate a consultation with one of Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists. They can help you with trends and design tips. What a difference an elegant new kitchen or bath can make. As one of the largest independent tile and stone importers in the United States, Bedrosian's offers great value and selection. For designer looks at affordable prices, shop Bedrosian's Tile and Stone, 700 Stony Point Road, or online at Bedrosian's.com. Bedrosian's.com.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. All right, 5:37. What do you say we get another check on the commute this afternoon? CHP Officer Olivia Mirip here once again. How are we looking so far?
Hi, CHP is on scene of a traffic crash, Bennett Valley Road at Enterprise Road. So if you are traveling in that area, just expect some traffic delays. They are going to try to clear the road as soon as possible. Other than that, we don't have any other incidents. Traffic is still pretty heavy on the 101 corridor, starting southbound US 101. From Markwest Springs Road going into downtown Santa Rosa, expect stop-and-go traffic in that area. And then on the northbound side, it's just slow moving from Todd Road into downtown Santa Rosa. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirip on KZST.
100.1 KZST.
I love it. It gives me energy all day long.
It's fun. It's inspirational.
It totally energizes me.
KZSD.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. Don't forget, coming up 7 o'clock tonight, love songs, the dedications, the songs of inspiration. Yes, the one and only Delilah. Each and every night at 7 right here on KZST.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County? What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician, Jeff, showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free, two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
According to Manpower, the 10 most difficult positions to recruit for in the country are machinists, administrative assistants, teachers, management, IT, accounting and finance, drivers, engineers, salespeople, and skilled tradespeople. The great ones are out there, but chances are they're employed. Recruiting with radio allows you to talk directly to the people that are working, just like a headhunter, as well as to those who are looking. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. I look forward to meeting you.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free, and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It is Mike Adams, 548, 12 minutes away from 6 o'clock. We got a couple things working right now. The 116, westbound 116, west of Riscani. Riscani Road, it looks like CHP is going to be responding to a crash there. An earlier crash, Bennett Valley Road at Enterprise Road, so watch yourself in that area. Got a lot of congestion out there right now. Southbound 101 from Hearn Avenue, it is going all the way back to River Road. So that's where you'll start seeing the brake lights. If you're coming out of Windsor, heading southbound, you'll start seeing it right around River Road. Northbound, it's going to be right around Yolanda Avenue, and it's going all the way back to the Santa Rosa Avenue exit area. Looking good in Petaluma. East and westbound Highway 12, not too bad. Just make sure you're buckled up. It's your latest up-to-the-minute CHP traffic.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under. This time I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall into your arms. Into nightfall, you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. To let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. So I gotta tell you, a lot of activity at Charles M. Schulz, the Sonoma County Airport, this past year. By the way, they were up 4%, and they broke a record. Now, they did have a $40 million terminal upgrade, and that's a big reason for getting some more people through the turnstiles. But yes, over 600,000 people went through that airport.
KZST.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move
KZST Santa Rosa, rolling up on 6 o'clock. Starting to get a little chilly, 53 degrees. Time to head over to the newsroom. Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good evening, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we're following in the KZST newsroom. One day was enough. The California Faculty Association has agreed to a deal with the California State University System, ending a planned 5-day strike after one day. The deal falls short of the 12% general salary increase the union sought for this academic year, and instead